This is the Radical Thought Devotion for Tuesday, September 9th. Our verse for today comes out of our reading in the One-Year Bible. It's Isaiah 5, verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In the opening chapters of the book of Isaiah, we're told God is upset with the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. It's not the places, but the people that God has a problem with. And so God gives Isaiah these words of judgment to proclaim against them. Our human nature rebels at the idea of God judging people. Even as believers, we struggle with that. Now, there are more reasons for that than can be explored in a short devotion like this. But one of the main reasons is pride. Deep down inside the human heart, we do not believe that God has a right to judge us or that he should judge anyone. Now, the Bible teaches clearly that God is opposed to human pride. Now, this is because human pride elevates self above all else, including God. Even in today's verse, we see one of the ways pride shows its grotesque face. In our verse, the Lord is warning the people of judgment because they are redefining what truth is. The Bible tells us God's word is truth in Psalm 119, 160, and John 17, 17. And God's word clearly tells us what is evil and what is good, what is light and what is dark, what is sweet and what is bitter. To redefine truth based on your own wisdom or desires is an act of human pride. Excuse me. We see it in our culture with the attempts to redefine things like marriage. In God's definition, marriage is very good. To expand the definition to include something like same-sex couples, something God clearly describes as evil, is to arrogantly proclaim that you are wiser than God. It's foolish to think that you can add evil to good and come up with something that is good. Even more recently, the redefining of gender is leading many down a very dark path. In our verse, we're told what the destiny is for people who build a life challenging God's wisdom with their own. It's destruction. The word woe speaks of impending doom. Now, we don't like the idea of a loving God destroying people, but here again, we're trying to redefine truth. God is loving, but he's also holy and just. His holiness demands justice, but his love offers mercy. Now, this verse is a warning. It is an act of God's grace that he warns people that they are on a path that leads to destruction. He doesn't have to warn us. He's also patient. He will wait for us to respond. You wait, but not forever. He doesn't have to do that either. Isaiah was given the unpleasant task of warning the people of God that they were in rebellion against God and that a severe consequence was coming. Isaiah was given this word of judgment so that the people could choose to continue in their rebellion and receive the consequence they deserved, or they could repent. If they would repent, God would relent from the judgment he was planning. We see that described in Jeremiah 18:8. God's word is truth. Humble yourself before him and experience the fullness of his grace. Rebel against God's truth, and you'll get what you deserve. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, teach us your truth. The Radical Thought Devotional is a ministry of the Radical Word. You can go to radicalword.com to see more of what we do. The text-only version of these devotionals are sent out daily by email. If you'd like to start receiving them, click the link in the description for this video. And don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. It helps us to get the word out to others who might be encouraged by these short messages. Until next time, go be radical with Jesus.